It's time once again for the Broken Pistol Booking Company Pro Wrestling Podcast infused with hip hop with another tournament. This time, the BPBC Middle Management Tournament Women's Right Bracket. I'm your host. I'm Wood.
Made daily.
It's still fresh.
You weren't ready. You weren't ready.
I was ready. That was it. That was what you're getting this time.
With organic farm to table and sterilized for your pleasure, broken pencil logic. You stay classy, internet. I'm Suave Burgundy.
I'm Sean St. Julian, the Petty Messiah, and we are here live.
Where is here? Oh, I'm sorry. We're broadcasting from your favorite city in the world. From the BPBC Arena. Yes, that is correct.
We're at the skybox of the BPBC Dome.
And we have today our women's tournament, the BPBC Middle Management Women's Tournament, Women's Right Bracket, if you will.
So this is a collection of the greatest women managers in history. We're going to line them up. We're going to draft them. We're going to put them in a tournament against each other and let them fight to the death.
We also want to encourage you to please interact with us on our socials. Broken Pistol BC on all things social. So that's Broken Pistol BC on everything.
Everything.
Broken Pistol BC at gmail.com. Short Broken Pistol BC.com. Well, hit them with the hashtags. Broken Pistol Logic. Mark my words. You can't write this. Fuck Life Shorty. Fuck the Casual Fan. And Broken Pistol Logic. Those are your hashtags in which you can find us and also find this tournament. We have a star-studded list here of women. We will narrow it down to 16 for this tournament and come out with the greatest woman manager of all time, according to Broken Pistol BC, at the Broken Pistol BC Arena and your favorite city in the world.
As always, these women are, they're categorized. You can use your favorite version of this female manager and insert them into this tournament, as we will be doing. And, it's about to go down.
Petty Messiah will be here giving us insight, breakdown, and also commentary on these picks. I will be filling out the bracket here, and we will virtually go from 1 to 16 and get to a winner.
Flip this coin, fam. Let's get to work.
All right. So, heads I win, tails you lose. The coin flip is going as follows.
Stop this right now before you even hit flip. Do not cheat me, sir.
I will be using the honor system. I could share my screen, but that will eat up bandwidth. You, sir, you have won the last three. Technically the last two first picks of our tournaments. And ultimately leading you to be victorious in our last couple of tournaments. So, Suave Burgundy, if you will, call heads or tails right about now.
Tails never fails. I draft well, and I hit a groove.
This man is now 3-0. Tails wins.
Yeah. What you know about it? Yes, indeed. Do you have your pen out? Are you ready to get my number one overall pick?
I am ready for your number one overall pick.
I'm taking Sherry Martel.
Sensational Sherry.
Sensational Sherry, number one overall seed.
Also known as Sister Sherry. Betty Messiah, how do you feel about this first pick?
Greatest first pick ever. It's going to be a strong contender. May very well go on into the finals.
Very strong possibility. Just to give you a list of accolades from Miss Martel here. She's managed the likes of Rick Martel in the AWA, Macho Man Randy Savage, and Macho King Randy Savage in the WWF. Also, Harlem Heat. I'm sorry?
Ted DiBiase.
I mean, she has a very impeccable list of stars here that she has managed. For my number one pick, number two on the list, number one in your hearts, I'm going to go with China.
Solid pick. Definitely on my draft board. Not at the very top, but definitely in top five. That's a good pick.
She didn't say much, but she definitely was impactful when she first arrived.
Absolutely.
She both notably DX, but also for a brief moment in time, Kurt Angle in Impact, TNA, if you will.
Good job, good job. I am going to come back and take, excuse me, Vicky Guerrero.
Oh, a steal at number three.
Yeah, absolute steal. Highly ranked, highly touted from the Guerrero family. Could have easily gone number one overall. A steal at three.
Petty?
I am shocked that she managed to drop to the second draft. Actually, the third pick overall would have been my first pick if I had been playing the game today.
I'm going to go with someone that no one would expect to go this high. But I'm going to run down the list of people in which she managed. And you will single-handedly know that she is not to be fucked with. I want to run down Lance Storm, The Barbarian, Dawn Marie, Lacey Von Erich, The Sandman, The Nasty Boys, Dr. Tom Pritchard, and most notably, her claim to fame came as part of Hot Stuff Incorporated with the Steiner Brothers, Sting, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert himself, and as the love interest coming into this industry with Hollywood John Tatum. I'm picking Melissa Missy Hyatt.
Well, that is a shocker. Solid pick, shocker. I'd like to ask our fellow pencil pusher, New Jack, what he thinks about that pick. But yes, very solid pick for the terms of this tournament. I commend you on a fantastic selection at the number four slot. I will not waste anyone's time. I'll be taking Sunny.
The original diva.
Yes, Tammy Lynn Stitch. Also Lance Storm, Chris Candido, a member of the Triple Threat. Managed the Smoking Guns, was a love interest of Phineas I. Godwin, a.k.a. Pig. The first woman from WWF to break the internet back in 96 when you had to wait to get on the internet with a dial-up modem.
She broke it. She broke it.
Number six. Some would call her a queen simply because she's married to a king. We're going dark with this one. Queen Charmelle at number six.
That definitely is inappropriate, but yeah.
How?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Swap.
Let me go ahead and update the draft board. Just mark that off. So I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. See what's the best move to make here. I've got two people who are ranked very high who should probably not still be on the board, but I'm not sure. You know what? This is a sleeper pick, and because I'm going to be very specific about which version of this lady I'm going to take.
Oh, man.
I'll be drafting Lana, but I'll be drafting Russian version Lana, not American accent.
There you go.
So this is Lana from Rusev's initial year and a half or so. Rusev,
high heels, yes. Walking to the ring, speaking like Bridget Nielsen.
Rusev crush. Yes. We are taking Lana up until WrestleMania 31.
All right.
Welcome to the squad.
I'm going to go to the House of Hardcore.
Good job.
Nice. Well played.
And I'm going to go for the Queen of Extreme, Francine, as my number eight pick.
Solid pick. Really good pick. I cannot be mad at this.
Iconic when it comes down to the ECW background. Definitely a solid pick.
Absolutely a solid pick. I cannot argue with that at all. I feel as though...
I can't believe it so far. Like, we've already gone through half the bracket, literally just off the top, in record time, it seems. Like, these women deserve a round of applause, if I must say so myself.
Fantastic. We're not doing no playing around. So I got some decisions to make as I'm looking at my draft board. I got a couple of steals that have slipped down a little further than I expected them to. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to take Luna Vachon.
Oh, my God. She's actually on my computer screen right this second. Oh, man. You snooze, famo. Very good choice.
Luna Vachon, daughter of Mad Dog Vachon, who has run with the likes of Bam Bam Bigelow, briefly with Shawn Michaels during WrestleMania 9, and various others, a frightening individual, a very capable female powerhouse. She is the precursor for what China would become in later years.
Who passed away very, very tragically. Rest in peace. Who should I go with?
There's some fire out here.
Ah, man. Simply because of alliances, her entry into the game and also strategy for this draft leads me to pick this woman here. She came in with one husband and left with another. I'm going with Sable.
Wow. Nice pick.
Once again, very inappropriate.
I'm not going to speak on either.
Wait, what?
One has hands and the other was a cannibal.
Which one is which, though?
Mark Merrow has hands. Brock Lesnar is a cannibal.
You didn't have to get to it.
Your pick, see, yeah, sir. You flipped that.
number 11, also sir.
Inappropriate. Number 11. You know what? I'm not going to waste any time. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Dangerous Alliance, Medusa.
Wow.
There you go.
The original Dangerous Alliance.
We is firing up threes from long range.
All right.
Midcourt.
Can you feel me? Doing what I gotta do, staying true to this game. Shout out to Drew Down.
I mean, he Drew Down, baby.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Decisively, West Coast change.
Number 12.
Number 12.
Jacqueline. Because, bitch, Texas.
Yeah, because ma'am, Texas.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because ma'am,
you got to be hella careful how you speak on her.
It's something when Betty Messiah is the voice of reason here.
Ma'am,
yeah.
Your number 13 pick, Swab Burgundy.
I told someone today it takes
number 13. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take Marlena.
Wow.
AKA Alexandra York. Alexandra York.
That's right. Yes. This is my sleeper pick to also possibly end up in the finals. Marlena, anything having to do with 24 Karat Productions. Yes.
Number 14, it's amazing that she went down the list this far.
I know I should have picked her right here.
But I'm going to take her right now.
Right away.
Miss Elizabeth.
Damn it. I'm gonna be honest and say right now. She's going to be ranked high on this list in the minds and hearts of wrestling fans. But in my personal opinion, she ain't did shit.
That remains to be seen. You're number 15 pick, sir.
My number 15 pick, as I'm scrolling this list, trying to see, am I going to make a comedy? Yeah, it's going to be a comedy pick. For the sake of argument and for the sake of levity in this tournament, I'm going to take Sweet Sapphire.
I already had it written down. I figured that's exactly who you were going for.
Wow.
That's a damn shame that my draft board came down to Miss Elizabeth and Sweet Sapphire.
Wow.
All right, so for the number 16 pick, which means she's going up against number one, doesn't matter who I put there, Sherry's on the hand.
We can say bye to her early. She
early.
Help her pack her bag.
And you know what? They started in the same era, so this will be fine. I'm going to go with, hold on 1 second here. This is a stall. There's only one person
I'm checking. You stall all you want to, but she's on her way out. Somebody call her an Uber.
Pick somebody.
Okay, all right. I want to go with Nicola Roberts, a.k.a. Baby Doll, the perfect 10.
Well, she can be the perfect ride home because she's on her way out.
She is, but she's definitely going to give Sherry a run for her money.
No, she won't.
All right, guys. All right, have we picked enough people?
Yeah. So
yes, we've completely filled out our brackets.
Missing from the list, from Mid-South fame and UWF, Dark Journey.
True. Yep.
Summer Rae is missing.
Dana Brooke is missing.
Beulah McGillicuddy is missing.
Somehow Beulah didn't get picked.
Sunshine
is missing.
Woman.
Rest in peace, Nancy Benoit. Woman is missing from the list.
From the list. Not from our hearts. Just from the list.
From the list.
And I believe that would be it.
That's all we have on our pool.
On our pool, yes.
If we missed anyone, let us know. At Broken Pencil BC on all social media, let us know who we missed.
And plead your case, too. Don't just say who it is. Plead your case.
Have some tact about yourself. Don't just be saying names like we ain't never heard of them.
I just feel like maybe, just maybe, we should be looking at, what's her name? Fabulous Moolah?
Nah, she's canceled, fam.
This is not a list of pimps.
Wow.
This is not a list of pimps or madams. Jesus. Or any of those other things.
This is going to get you kicked out of management consideration?
Technically,
yes.
Management
technically is a manager.
You're absolutely correct. I cannot argue with your logic in that regard. However, she was not pimping on camera. These are on camera managers we are dealing with.
Well, she did manage Wendy Richter. No, not Wendy Richter. It was who was that? No,
she managed to peel her pockets back.
There's that. There you go. All right, so round two. Sherry versus Baby Doll. We got Sherry going, right?
Yes, let's go ahead and send Baby Doll home with a bus ticket and an apple and a t-shirt from the BPBC Middle Management Tournament Women's Bracket. Women's Right.
Women's Right Bracket. All right, Francine versus Luna Vachon. This is an 8-9 matchup here.
Luna Vachon.
Luna.
Wow, Luna with the upset.
Staying in the...
Francine should have gone home this early, but yeah, you got a tough draw.
Very, very tough. We have... I can't even read my damn handwriting. Sunny versus Jacqueline. Oh, Sunny. Well, I don't...
Thank you. Yeah, you didn't even need to... You didn't need us.
Yeah, I don't know why you repeated it. We still love you, Jackie.
But Jackie will whoop the shit out of Sunny, though.
This is not a fist fight.
This is not a fist fight. This is management skill.
If this was a wrestling tournament like our cruiserweight tournament, yes, I would pick Jacqueline, but this is not what that is.
All right. Missy Hyatt versus Medusa.
Medusa.
Negative. Medusa. Negative. Suave is going for his own picks. That's what this is here. He's not going by the body of work.
It's a matter of picking
Medusa of the Dangerous Alliance. Look at that body of work just by itself.
Medusa of the Dangerous Alliance lasted maybe 2 years. Melissa Hyatt managed these people for damn near 10.
And Medusa might have managed more Hall of Famers in that 1 year than Missy Hyatt did.
Oh? Let's see here.
So, Rude, Austin, Arn Anderson, Larry Zbysko.
That Dangerous Alliance. Okay, I'm thinking AWA. You got me at WCW. Okay, all right.
I don't even deal with the Dangerous Alliance of AWA. I don't know who those people are.
Well, it started with Paulie Dangerously.
Well, that's cool for them, but in WCW, meanwhile,
Well, Medusa.
I'm dealing with my wheelhouse.
Wait, I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. No. That was wrong. I couldn't read my writing. Let's start this part over. Melissa Hyatt versus Marlena.
Oh, Missy Hyatt versus Marlena.
Marlena was effective as shit.
Yeah.
Marlena. Ooh, let's run them down. Marlena had Goldust.
Then she also had Alexander York Incorporated, which was Ricky Morton.
Wait. So now, are we going different eras, or are we going like the entire body of work?
Either or, whichever helps you make a better case.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it's making you make a better case because what Missy Hyatt did compared to what Marlena did. I mean, like Richard Morton, Terrence Taylor. Who else we got? The Goldust,
Wildfire Tommy Rich,
Thomas Rich.
Brief interaction with Hunter Hearst Helmsley during his Blue Blood gimmick. Brian Pillman before his untimely demise.
Marlena actually wins out.
Wait, hold on. Let me run this list down again. Lance Storm, The Barbarian, Don Marie, Lacey Von Erich, The Sandman, The Nasty Boys, Tom Pritchard, The Steiner Brothers, Sting, Eddie Gilbert, and John Tatum.
Half of those are like on regional television. Yeah. Her managing Sting is like regional television. I never saw that.
That was on World Championship Wrestling. And also it was Jim Crockett Promotions, brother. It was the end of the UWF, the beginning of it was actually the split of the Blade Runners. So when Sting became a face, he was
So this is pre 60 minute Broadway with Ric Flair at Clash of the Champions, because that's when Sting was made.
Definitely. And Steiner Brothers was early 90s Steiner Brothers. Either way, Steiner Brothers, tag champions, Nasty Boys, tag champions, Sandman.
Were the Steiner brothers truly positively affected by Missy Hyatt? Is their legacy really affected by that?
Considering that Rob Rick Steiner, a.k.a. Rick Steiner, the dog-faced gremlin, got his start being managed by Eddie Gilbert and Melissa Hyatt, yes.
The Steiner brothers, not Rick Steiner by
you
himself.
You can't have Steiner the brothers without a start somewhere, and Rick Steiner came into the game being managed by Missy Hyatt, and eventually she managed both of them.
They're still brothers whether or not Missy Hyatt ever shows up.
All right, so
tag team is the reason why she has claimed to fame.
I'm being double teamed here. We'll go ahead and give it to Marlena. All right.
Score for the good guys.
Yay.
Queen Charmel versus Medusa.
Okay. I'll wait.
Hey, you didn't give a case for Queen Charmel. I would say Charmel. She's impactful.
She is impactful. She made the jump from Nitro Girl to full-time manager. Because she managed Prince Iaukea at one point.
She did manage Prince Iaukea, the artist formerly known as that Prince Iaukea.
But that's a history fun fact. And it doesn't help that she also managed the five-time WCW champion in Booker T, but not at WCW. Managed the King Booker
in
WWE and in TNA.
And in TNA.
My argument about Medusa in WCW with the Dangerous Alliance remains intact.
Which is?
It does, though.
A group, full of Hall of Famers. Steve Austin.
One Hall of Famer.
Rick Rude. Arn Anderson. Larry Zbysko.
You can keep hitting that bell.
Yeah, you just keep rolling the bell. The entire group. Matter of fact, the whole group is in the Hall of Fame except for Bobby Eaton.
He's got a point. I got to get a point to Medusa.
Wow. Medusa advances to the next round. Vicky Guerrero versus Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth?
Or Elizabeth.
Oh.
Vicky Guerrero.
This is actually a hell of a matchup. and most people listening to this podcast might say Miss Elizabeth, I'm going to reiterate, she ain't did shit.
Vicky Guerrero, hands down, should probably have been the first draft pick of everybody involved in this debacle.
She was Vicky Guerrero
literally convinced an entire room to boo her just by saying two words. That's an effective manager. Excuse me! Yeah. And then people lose their shit. Vicky Guerrero.
So you're comparing an era of her being more so a general manager than a manager.
Even when she came out as Dolph Ziggler's manager, she managed to piss everybody off.
She managed Dolph Ziggler. She managed Edge. She managed the Edge heads for a second. Chavo Guerrero.
Even Big Show.
Chavo. Yep.
But let me run down Miss Elizabeth's list of accomplishments. Randy Savage, the Mega Powers, Brutus Beefcake, Dusty Rhodes. Of course, Mega Powers does include Hulk Hogan solo as well. Even Sapphire, for that matter. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, the Horseman, a piece of the NWO, Sting briefly, and Lex Luger. Whether you want to give credence to what she did with those groups or not, she was involved as a manager with those.
She is a nostalgia pick. If she had drawn anybody else in the first round, I probably would have given it to you just on respect of tenure. But it's kind of rough when you're dealing with like
she one
of
the ran up against Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Nah.
This is obviously an age gap. I need to put you in a tournament next time, Petty. All right, now.
this is not an age gap thing. I grew up with Elizabeth ringside. I'm just
you say you seen to with your own too?
I'm one of those people who's just always said I don't get everybody being so in love with Miss Elizabeth. I don't get it.
All right. Lana versus Sable.
Sable probably has a better
track record. She managed The Rock. She managed Stone Cold. She managed Mark Merrill.
She married Brock Lesnar, which probably gets her bonus points for being able to manage herself.
Diddly.
But diddly D.
I've been running the whole first round. I'm willing to concede on this.
Oh, just shit! Don't throw me a bone.
I'm out of here. I'm just saying, like, it's not.
Now, Lana has two people. Well, three: Rusev and fucking Lashley.
I put a cutoff on don't count. Yeah, I put a cutoff on Lana. It stops at WrestleMania 31 because that's the character I want. I don't care about anything after that. When she dropped the accent, I drop her.
So, Rusev. So that means Sable advances to the bonus round.
Yeah.
But sure. Yeah.
All right. China versus Sweet Sable. We know how this goes.
China.
Sweet Sapphire?
Oh, sorry, China versus Sweet Sapphire. We know how this goes.
First of all, you put some reverence and respect on that woman's name.
China versus Sweet Sapphire.
Thank you. I will give you. It's China. The answer is China, but don't disrespect me.
That is always China.
Jesus, bro.
All right. Time is low, so if we have to stop, we'll come back and finish this. Semifinals. I'm sorry, this is a quarterfinal round right here. We have Sable versus Luna Vachon. I'm sorry, Sherry versus Luna Vachon.
Sherry versus Luna
Vachon?
Sherry. Shout out to WrestleMania 9. If you go back and watch the opening match from there, you'll know why this was funny.
All right. We have that's the WWE-a-pedia over there, Suave Burgundy. Sonny versus Marlena.
Whew.
Sonny. See, this is how you end up thinning out my bracket because they're all facing each other in the second round.
Shut up.
Some bullshit.
All right, we got Sonny on that one.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Medusa versus Vicky Guerrero.
Vicky Guerrero.
Vicky.
I like Vicky as well in this one.
Yep,
but your argument for Hall of Famers does hold very high weight with Medusa.
It does, but then when you put it up
against Vicky Guerrero,
Yeah, you put it against the heel heat of Vicky Guerrero, then you have to take into account that the Dangerous Alliance.
Vicky Guerrero needs people to calm down the crowd whenever she shows up.
All right, and then Sable versus China.
China.
I'm going to go with China, China as well. All right, your semifinal round, we have Sherry versus Sunny.
Sherry.
There's thought being had in that one, and I understand why. Go back and check Sherry's body of work, and also Sunny's body of work in WWE specifically for Sunny.
Sunny was more popular. Sherry was a better performer,
no doubt, and it could actually wrestle before that becoming part. A manager.
That part.
Vicky versus China.
Vicky.
I'm gonna go with China, and I'm gonna tell you where the ace in the hole is here. China also managed Eddie.
Okay, and
I'm sorry. So the whole DX thing just doesn't mean shit to you.
She's a home manager. That's all it means.
Hey, whatever the case may be, China as a manager managed the entire DX and also managed the husband of the person that she's going against, and Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, China was a love interest. As Vicky Guerrero. China was going to see this. She wasn't his manager.
We've done this before, pulling up old clips of Vicky Guerrero heat. Like, you can't hear anybody else.
There's nothing that you can do to stop Vicky Guerrero getting booed. She's effective as shit as a manager.
She's generated more boos in the era than some people have in their entire career.
But China struck fear in the hearts of men and women from the sideline.
As a Ricky Guerrero made everyone
from the sideline.
What you want in the manager?
How long was China a manager before she started wrestling? Because she debuted somewhere what 97.
I would say 2 years. Actually, she debuted in 96.
So, and the first 2 years she didn't speak.
Yeah,
and then she had breast augmentation and a jaw realignment, and then she became more of a focal point after Shawn Michaels lost to WrestleMania 14. So
yeah.
Roughly, yeah, about 2 years. Then she became a full-time wrestler and performer. So the sample size is way smaller when you put it in context.
Once again, you kicked me out of the tournament. And your finals, you have Sherry Martel versus Vicky Guerrero.
It's funny that I call this at the beginning of the thing.
Jesus, bro.
Vicky Guerrero!
Just because she's a heat magnet?
Vicky Guerrero is effective as shit, and she did everything you want a manager to do. From a default standpoint, Vicky Guerrero is what you want a woman manager to be.
I'm going to vote Sherry for the exact same reason.
If we go by body of work on this one, and Sherry's body of work far usurps Vicky's body of work in accordance to this tournament is categorized and emphasized by booze, by crowd reaction only. Sherry,
we didn't bring up Sherry's body of work with Ric Flair in WCW.
I want to say Sherry bred champions, and not just champions, Hall of Fame champions, record-breaking champions. Yes. So you're a winner of the first ever Broken Pencil Booking Company BPBC Middle Management Tournament Women's Right Bracket, Sherry Martel. Sherry, do you have anything you'd like to tell the Broken Pencil Booking Company crowd?
Nobody better. When you talk about the best, you're talking about better than the best. Better than the best. Better than the best.
Great words from a great woman. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms, Broken Pencil BC, on everything. Also, show at brokenpencilbc.com and brokenpencilbc@gmail.com. Suave, take us to the house.
Pencil pushers. Heads up. Pencils down.